Time now for a countdown, the Princess K. Yeah, week number two, your Princess K countdown, the Princess K. And yeah, once again, yeah, down to 12 finalists each and every Monday, the 12 weeks prior to the state fair, we interview one of our 12 finalists. And it's brought to you by, once again, by AMPI.
Hi, I'm Ken Sheffers of Sheffers Brothers. My family and I farm near Painesville. We've been members of AMPI for approximately 39 years. Milk from our farm is made into award-winning cheese and whey powder produced at our co-op's plant in Painesville. You won't see the AMPI name on cheese and butter sold in your local store, but it's there, sold under several of the nation's leading brands and at a variety of restaurants from coast to coast. During June Dairy Month and throughout the year, know that the cheese and butter you enjoy likely started with milk produced on a farm like ours. Thanks for choosing dairy and supporting Minnesota's dairy farm families. Remember, life is great. Cheese makes it better.
And this week, in week number two of our countdown, we check in with Melindy Miller. She is a daughter of Stacy and Julie from Wabasha County. Melindy, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Well, not too bad. We appreciate your time. Are you seeing rain in your neck of the woods here this morning and during the midday?
Not today, but the last 2 days, it was very rainy around here.
Mm-hmm. And Melindy, give us a background. You're from Wabasha County. Give us a background on the city and the area you live and also your family as well.
Okay. So I'm from Plainview, Minnesota. It's a very small town. We have 3,000 people. I live outside of Plainview on my family's dairy farm. We milk 90 Holstein cows. It's just my family that works on the farm, so we stay pretty busy with all those 90 cows to take care of every day.
Mm-hmm. And Melindy, in your area, still a lot of dairies yet in that neck of the woods? A lot of agriculture in general, or?
Yeah, we are a huge agriculture community. Yeah, there's still a lot of dairy farms, at least around my area in the Wabasha County area.
Melindy, yourself, so are you strictly on the farm? Are you going to college? Or tell us a bit about your background and what you're doing right now.
So I go to University of Wisconsin, River Falls. I will be a junior this coming year. I'm studying dairy science with a Spanish minor. I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do with that, but there's a lot of opportunities within the dairy science field, and I'm really excited to see where it takes me. And I may just end up back on the farm taking care of the cows, because that is what I love to do. But wherever I end up, I know it'll be in the dairy community.
So what part drives you to stay connected with the dairy and agriculture aspect of your life? What's the big draw to keep you there and have that as a career down the future?
It's all I've ever known, and it's been my favorite thing to come home to. When I'm at college, I love coming home on the weekends to be on the farm. It's the one thing that's been constant in my life always. And no matter where I am or what I'm doing, it always brings me back to dairy, because my family and the cows, they're what I love. And it's something that I can't picture my life without.
Melindy Miller of Wabasha County joining us here on Chasm Radio from the Plainview area. And now we mentioned you're a finalist for Princess K, and let's go back to the May event. And when did you realize they were talking about you as one of the finalists?
I was finalist number 9, so at that point it was past the halfway, and I was just telling myself, I was like, it's going to be okay if you don't get it, you're going to be fine. But then when they started talking about how they said he liked gardening and hiking, and I remembered putting that in my bio, so I remember being around the girls at my table, I was like, oh my goodness, I was like, you guys, I think they're talking about me. And then when they said she studies dairy science with a Spanish minor, I knew it, and there were so many emotions going through my mind and through my head at that moment. It was such an honor, and I was just so excited.
Melindy, was this always a goal of yours, or did you always kind of have this marked saying, boy, when I get this age, I want to run for Dairy Princess? Have you been aware of this program since you were little, or?
When I was 8 years old, my dad took me to the feed store, and our Wabash County Dairy Princesses were serving ice cream. And he took me over to them, and he said, "These are our Wabash County Dairy Princesses." He's like, "Someday you can do that." And, of course, being an 8-year-old, I was just super mesmerized by their crown. And ever since then, it was always a goal of mine to be a dairy princess. And as I grew up and learned more about the program and the dairy industry, I realized that it's a huge responsibility and it's such an amazing program. And it just drove me more into that program and made me more excited to be a part of it. So this has always been a goal of mine. And when when this dream finally came true, I was beyond excited.
Melindy Miller joining us from Wabasha County, one of the 12 finalists for Princess K of the Milky Way. And right now, to be an advocate for the dairy industry, an advocate for agriculture, it's hard to argue that right now is probably the most important time to do so, right?
Yeah, I definitely agree. It's no secret that farmers are struggling right now, but as a dairy princess, I get to get out there and talk to consumers and engage with people and just help to get people out there to buy their dairy products and support their communities and their farmers within them.
So, Melindy, have you already decided what you're going to do with the butterhead yet or not?
Oh, goodness, no. I think we're going to have to get a new freezer because our freezers are full. But we use butter like crazy around here. Like, butter makes everything taste good, so we use it on almost everything. So I don't think it'll take us long to go through the scraps. So once we get through that, we'll see if I let them break into the butterhead. I might become attached to it.
Well, Melindy, we appreciate your time. Great to get to know you a little better. Have yourself a good rest of June Dairy Month and a good rest of your summer, and we'll see you at the State Fair here in just about 10 weeks or so, okay?
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah,
enjoy June Dairy Month as well.
Hey, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Melindy Miller joining us here on Chasm Radio. Melindy is from Wabasha County, daughter of Stacy and Julie, and it's brought to you by AMPI. Here on Chasm Radio, or Countdown to Princess K every Monday at 12:45.